With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's Commerce Secretary is facing calls for his resignation over ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In testimony before Congress, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick acknowledged that he had met with Epstein twice after his 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from a child. That contradicts his previous claim that he had decided to never be in the room with Epstein again after 2005. But the White House is standing by Lutnick.
Secretary Lutnick remains a very important member of President Trump's team, and the president fully supports the secretary.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
According to new polling, Americans' hope for their future has fallen to a new low.
In 2025, only about 59% of Americans gave high ratings when they were asked to evaluate how good their life will be in about 5 years, the lowest annual measure since Gallup began asking the question almost 20 years ago. The finding comes from a long-standing Gallup question asking Americans to rate their current and future lives on a scale from 0 to 10. Those who give themselves an 8 or higher are categorized as optimist.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. The U.S. House this week will be voting on the SAVE Act. Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin believes it's common sense legislation.
It's about making sure that it's only U.S. citizens who are voting in U.S. elections, coupled with photo identification, two absolutely essential election integrity provisions.
Stile was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 52 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 136, with the S&P 500 index lower by 23 points. This is SRN News. A warning from a religious freedom advocate, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Carmela Borshan of the Assyrian International Council says, quote, Christianity is fading from the Middle East and Christians are placed at the mercy of their perpetrators. Once we had 1.5 million Christians, now we have only 300,000 left. She made her comments to the recently concluded Religious Freedom Summit in Washington. She also warned that there is no hope for democracy in the region if there is no religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President J.D. Vance got a chance to view Leonardo da Vinci's iconic painting, The Last Supper, in Milan over the weekend. Vance was visiting the Italian city for the Winter Olympic Games. The painting, which Leonardo completed between 1494 and 1498, is located on a wall inside the refectory of Santa Maria del Grazie, a church still in use. This is SRN News. A group of monks have finally reached the nation's capital after miles of walking from Texas to Washington.
After 15 weeks of walking from Texas through extreme cold weather in the southeast, a group of Buddhist monks has finally reached their destination. Nearly 3,500 people packed American University's Bender Arena for the monks' first public stop in Washington, D.C. Spectators remained silent as a sign of respect for the monks and their quest for peace. Thousands have gathered across the South to watch the monks as they made their way to Washington. Millions more have followed them online. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is refusing to consider Moderna's application for a new flu vaccine made with mRNA technology. The company announced the news on Tuesday. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.